special post-game interview with Kim Leader of the Beavers. And Kim, coach, said it in the post-game, you had your best game of your career here at Bemidji State. You get the second goal of the game for the Beavers. You guys take a 3-0 lead after the first. How much fun was it to be out there on the ice, you guys, with that lead 3-0 after the first?
It was so much fun, especially with all the girls besides me. Everyone was so excited, and we wanted to get a lead right away and get it under their skin, and it was just a great feeling.
And to be able to beat North Dakota here at the Sanford Center, you guys have had such great luck here at home. You got to be loving this building.
Oh, yeah. We've got great ice, and we've got great fans this year. So as long as we keep winning, I think they're going to keep coming, and I think we can do it.
Your senior year here, you've been through a lot. You guys have seen some lean years, your freshman, sophomore year, turn the program around. How much fun is it to be part of a program that has turned itself around so much?
It's been a lot of fun. I have teammates that have become my family. I mean, we die out there for each other, and we came from such a hard place, and we've come so far, and that's why we're so close, and we have such good team cohesiveness. We're so lucky.
You said it. Your team, your teammates go out there. You guys die for each other. Lots of block shots out in front of the net, protecting your goaltender, Zuzana. She had a great game as well. How do you guys do it day in and day out, just taking those kind of shots and blocking them?
It's so worth it. It's so worth it. I mean, just having the smile on your face after, it hurts so bad, but it's so worth it because everyone's so thankful for it. Everyone, when you do it, everyone goes up to them and says thank you. So, I mean, that's just the kind of team we have.
Your goal was awfully pretty. Walk us through how that played out.
Well, Emily Erickson was coming up the boards, and she was about to curl off, and she dropped the pass for me. And there were so many people in front of the net, and I mean, I think everyone out on the ice was in front of the net. And I was like, oh my gosh, just hit the net. And it actually, I think there were so many screens, the goalie had no idea where I was shooting from, if I was shooting at all. So
it was beautiful. It was awesome. Actually, all three goals tonight were really nice. You guys have been solid on the penalty kill and power play. Special teams have been a factor this year. Have you guys changed anything from years past on how you guys get ready for your special team play?
Nope. I mean, we have the same practice pretty much all the time, and we have great coaches that know what they're talking about and know what they're doing. And I mean, I'll never forget the way Heather trained me. You know, Heather Farrell, our coach, is from previous years, and our penalty kill is where it's at because of her, I feel like. You know, she taught us really well, and it works almost every time.
I'm going to add this only because she sent me a text over the weekend telling me, and I want you to pass it on to your teammates. She misses you guys and wishes you the best of luck, and she listens as often as she can to our broadcast. So, again, a shout-out to Heather. Mm-hmm. But I know how much she meant to you guys, especially the senior class here. This rivalry between North Dakota has become quite a thing. Both teams have, you know, come from situations where they weren't winning a lot of games, and now you two teams being so close in distance and now coming up in the rankings, it's become kind of a fun rivalry, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this weekend for 9 months. I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to it. So it's good to win, and it's good to come out of this because it's going to give us so much more momentum going into Wisconsin in a few weeks.
You guys get almost 2 weeks off from playing. You got Wisconsin, obviously another nationally ranked opponent, the number one team in the country right now. Will you change anything differently when you get ready for them?
Nope. I mean, coaches are having us prepared every weekend, and the only thing is that we need to get ready for Friday night. We've been struggling to get ready for Friday night, so we're going to change a few things, I think, for that, but we'll be ready for them.
Enjoy your weekend off, and congratulations to your sister. You're going to be an aunt.
I know. She's having her tomorrow, hopefully, and I mean, Andrea's been such a good fan for me this year. She lives in El Paso, and she's been almost at every single game that she could be, so I'm really lucky.
Have a wonderful couple of weeks off. We'll see you again when you guys play Wisconsin.
Thank you, Kelly.
Congratulations.
Thanks.